Part 2. Why is Christian chastity impossible without the Eucharist? In one declarative sentence, Christian chastity on all three levels of Christ's teaching is impossible without the Eucharist, because Christian chastity is superhuman chastity, which requires superhuman grace to practice, and the main source of that grace is the Holy Eucharist. What are we saying? We are saying that Christian chastity is not only difficult, demanding. Years ago, one of my Jesuit confreres published a book on the difficult commandment. Thanks. If I were writing the book, I would entitle it The Impossible Commandment. It is impossible, impossible for human nature without the superhuman light and strength, otherwise known as grace. In teaching the theology of grace, my favorite definition of grace is, grace is that which God gives to do the humanly impossible. And then close the sentence with an exclamation mark. How do we know that Christian chastity is impossible without divine grace, and even more specifically, without the Eucharist, which is the principal source of the grace of God? We know this from the verdict of history. When Christianity came into the world, the Roman Empire was literally breathing an atmosphere of sexual promiscuity. The very word family, which we know etymologically came from the Latin familia. There was no family as we know family in the Roman Empire. It was a household of one man called paterfamilias, ruling over, shall we still call it, a household of women, some as legal wives, others, depending on how wealthy he was, his concubines. Family life, as we have come to know it since the coming of Christ, did not exist. Contraception was commonplace. In a graduate course that I've taught over the years on contraception, I've gone back to 3000 BC in China, 2000 BC in Egypt. Contraception universally practiced. The father of medicine provided 17 medical contraceptives, date 300 BC. Abortion was universally legalized in the Roman Empire. When contraception failed, then abortion was resorted to. When abortion failed, then infanticide by Roman law. Every father of every child had the right to see the child, and the woman who bore him a child had just delivered. Looked at the infant, and by law he decided whether that child should remain alive, if not, next to the delivering bed was a large jar of water for drowning that just born infant. How did the early Christians remain chaste? How did they remain chaste in a universally sexually preoccupied world into which Christ first came? Christians practiced the humanly impossible chastity laid on them by the Savior, by their faith in the Holy Eucharist. For the first 300 years, most Christians assisted at Mass and received Holy Communion every day. Consequently, who alone in the world today still even believes in Christian chastity, not to say lives Christian chastity? Only really honest to God Christians and authentic Roman Catholics. Who alone can remain faithful to Christ's teaching? Only those who believe in and are devoted to the Holy Eucharist. 46 years in the priesthood have taught me, and I use the adjective advisedly, an awful lot. No one else, bishop, priest, religious, husband or wife, man or woman, who alone remains chaste according to the demands of Jesus Christ. Only the one who believes that Christ is the living God in human form and who instituted the Holy Eucharist to make Christian charity possible. And the hardest demand of Christian charity is Christian chastity. Took me, I repeat, 46 years to learn it. This is then, needless to say, a large statement. The only persons who even can remain faithful to Christ's humanly impossible teaching on chastity are those who have a deep faith in the Holy Eucharist. and practice that faith, shall I add, faithfully. Married people, single people, parents, and religious, everyone, either I am speaking to you in my 25 years of teaching my own Jesuits their theology, including my superior at the University of Detroit. I told them, whatever else, as priests, you tell the people in the name of God, tell them, either they remain chaste or they will not reach heaven, and they will remain chaste only if they have a deep faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. But I want to press the question, why in the final analysis is the practice of Christian chastity impossible without the Eucharist? The ultimate reason is that Christian chastity, as we are saying, is at root Christian charity. And Christian charity requires what only Christ can give us, namely, Himself in the Holy Eucharist. Only His incarnate body entering our body can give us the light and strength we need. I don't say to remain chaste, even to seriously believe that Christian chastity is possible. Not coincidentally, at the Last Supper, Christ did two things. He gave us what He called the new commandment of selfless charity. And He instituted the Holy Eucharist. We might say He had to. Being all just God, He could not have given us the impossible commandment of loving one another as He has loved us, unless He provided the means of putting into practice what I repeat, how well I know, is impossible without extraordinary grace from God. The principal source of this grace is the Holy Eucharist. A bishop friend of mine recently published an article on the outside cover of that issue of the magazine. Was the front of a Catholic church with chains locking the doors. The greatest tragedy, said the bishop, is our closed churches. We need, dear God, how we need faith in the living God become man who is in our midst. Only loving people are chaste people. I can prove it. We are only as chaste as we are charitable. in order to practice this loving chastity. Or from another perspective, this chaste charity. We have no choice, only one option. Either we will be dedicated to, devoted to the Holy Eucharist on the three levels of Christ's sacramental existence as the sacrament, sacrifice of the Mass, as the communion sacrament of Holy Communion, as the present sacrament of the Real Presence. Either we are thus devoted to the Holy Eucharist, or there is no chance, no chance of practicing Christ-like chastity. Part 3. How are we to grow in our practice of Christian chastity through the Holy Eucharist? You'd almost expect me to give you three ways. By growing in our understanding of the Real Presence, by putting our faith in the Holy Eucharist into practice, and by becoming apostles of the Eucharist, and thus apostles of Christian chastity. Growing in our understanding of the Real Presence, who still genuflects before the Blessed Sacrament? My Vatican superiors have told me most of your priests in the United States, ordained since the Second Vatican Council, should be re-educated. I am sure this applies to no priest in church today. And how can the faithful understand the Real Presence? How well I know, unless the priests understand the Real Presence. It is the same identical Jesus Christ, now on earth, in Bardstown, that Mary held in her arms in Bethlehem on that first Christmas morning. How do we grow in our practice of Christian chastity through the Holy Eucharist? By putting our Eucharistic faith into practice. And not give in to human respect. Oh, the demon of human respect. Assisted Mass. Receive Holy Communion and adore our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Hope none of you will be sorry that you came to this conference every day. We need it. I need it. You need it. How do we grow in Christian chastity? By our devotion to the Holy Eucharist by becoming apostles of the Blessed Sacrament. As Christian chastity goes, so goes the Catholic Church. At the root of the paganization of whole countries is loss of faith in two basic truths of Christianity: that Christian chastity is a condition for the following of Christ, and that Christ gave us the Holy Eucharist to practice Christian chastity. There can be no re-Christianization of Western society without restoration of these two truths. Let it close with a short prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us your teaching on chastity as the proof of our being your true followers. You gave us the Holy Eucharist to make it possible for us to live according to your sublime teaching. Deepen our faith in the Holy Eucharist. Make us apostles of the Blessed Sacrament, so that by your grace we may restore a broken world to peaceful unity through the practice of Christian chastity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.